Jesus spoke to them, the disciples, in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Then he sent some more servants and said, 'Tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fattened cattle have been butchered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business, and the rest seized his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burnt their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding banquet is ready, but those invited did not deserve to come. Go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you can find.' So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people that they could find, the good as well as the bad, and the wedding hall was filled with guests." This is the word of God. You may be seated. Okay, so I get ready for this huge party, right? I'm like really excited. So I send all the invitations, get all my stuff from Walmart, you know, hang everything up in my house. Everything is set for my huge party. Then I sit on the couch and watch the front door. A couple minutes later, I'm like, well, where is everyone? I wait an hour or two and I'm really mad. I'm thinking, I spent all this time getting all my stuff ready and no one shows up. I mean, wouldn't you be mad or even hurt? So the next day at school, I go up to one of my friends and I say, "Hey man, why aren't you at my party?" He looks at me and says, "Oh, well, I got the invitation this morning." I laughed. "Come on, I sent them all out." And my friend says, "Sorry." I stared at him like a deer in the headlights. Surprise, I think I wasted all my time. Other than all the decorations and all other preparations, what do you think is one of the most important things to remember before having a party? What do you think? Invitations. I mean, you have to have invitations when you have a party, right? And if you don't have the invitations, then the party doesn't really work. It's kind of like God's party. He's getting ready for this huge party, but he needs invitations. And who do you think his invitations might be? Us. We are. The interpreter's commentary says that this parable is a parable of judgment, a judgment on Christians. The king is clearly God. The wedding feast for his son represents the messianic banquet for Christ's coming. The invitation offered to others, both good and bad, signifies the Gentile mission of the church. Its function is not to frighten Christians with the thought that the statistical odds are against them, but to encourage vigorous effort to live the Christian life. The Christian life is to be an invitation for God, to invite the good and bad to God's huge party. That way, when God comes for his huge party, we don't stare at him like a deer in the headlights. Be an invitation for God and live the Christian life. Here are some ways to be an invitation for God. You might want to write them down. How about inviting a friend to worship? You know, get some of your friends to come to Ignite Youth Group, do a Bible study, or even invite somebody to bring their kids to any of our children's ministries, or become involved in our caring ministries, or, you know, just inviting anybody to get involved in our other ministry teams and other activities in the church. This church has so much going on. Anyone who wants to can find a place where you are called to serve. Or making someone smile that doesn't smile very much, showing them that you actually care about them. How about getting to know a troubled person and being a friend, learning about them and helping them out? Those are just a few ways to be invitations for God and live the Christian life. Doesn't it feel good when you make a difference in someone's life? I think it's so exciting. I mean, you can make a difference in someone's life and all you have to say is, "Hey, would you like to come to church with me?" Be an invitation for God and live the Christian life. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for everyone coming out here this morning to listen to us. Thank you for this Advent Sunday, and help us have fun at church. Amen.
The glory of Lebanon will come to you. the pine, the fir, and the cypress together to adorn the place of my sanctuary, and I will glorify the place of my feet. Isaiah 60:13. Centuries ago, before the birth of Christ, the use of evergreen branches were always a part of festive processions. The evergreen wreath has always been an emblem of eternal life and God's faithfulness to all humanity. Although cold winter kills most plants, the evergreen remains through it all, the symbol of life. For us today, it becomes a joyous, happy symbol of life eternal in our Lord Jesus Christ. The wreaths that are hung in our sanctuary also have symbolic significance. Their endless circle reminds us of the endless love of God, and their green color, which is evergreen, reminds us of the new life that God gives us to us will never die. Please turn to page 237 in your hymnal and sing verses 1-3 of Sing We Now of Christmas.